This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Little known or perhaps forgotten fact about one of the better known corporate identities on the planet to get us going today. 6 years ago, Apple officially dropped the word computer from its name because even back then, it was so much more than just computers, right? Phones, music players, and logically and by extension, music. iTunes, of course. You flash forward to right now and Apple is set to shake up the music industry again with music streaming. This time, the official announcement is expected next week. But while we wait, go ahead and consider this. Streaming is a business model with more losses than profits right now. And maybe it's not really about the music anyway. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour starts us off.
This is Patrick Sturra's favorite song. In the past, he might have bought it and downloaded it. But now...
I listen to Spotify pretty much the entire workday and then when I work in the evening.
Spotify, like Pandora, is a streaming music service, kind of like an online radio. Sturra is one of hundreds of millions of people who listen to music this way. But that's not where the money is. Mark Mulligan is co-founder of Midia Consulting.
The vast majority of digital music revenues at the moment are still downloading.
The music industry brought in $4 billion last year from digital sales, but only about 15% of it came from streaming. So what gives?
It is clearly where the future growth is going to be.
Still, no streaming music company has turned a profit yet, according to Michael Robertson, CEO of DAR.fm. That's where he says Apple thinks it can do better.
The biggest factor in the inability of the existing companies to make a profit are the very high royalties that they're forced to pay.
If you stream music, you have to pay the record label, the artist, and the songwriter every time that song gets played. Apple has been negotiating with major record labels to get not just better deals, but more freedom in how it can use music.
Like more ability to rewind or advance or announce the next five songs that are coming up.
Things you can't do on Pandora, for example. At the end of the day, though, says Mulligan,
the strategy for Apple is how to sell more devices.
So if Apple gets into streaming music, it'll be to sell more Apple products on which to stream that music. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.